Adrian, what was it you know, like when Teddy went down and how you guys had to come to grips with all of that?
It was tough. You know, anytime you know, your starting quarterback goes down, it's you know, it's definitely a blow, you know, but we got a good group of guys, you know, leaders here, and we just have to bounce back and keep moving forward.
Adrian, how important was that game, the finale last year, to be able to come here on the road, win, and secure the division title, just for what you're trying to build there in Minnesota?
It was very vital for us. You know, it was so much on the line. NFC North, you know, champions. Being on the road as well, you know, it's hard to win against Green Bay, especially at home. So it was a it was a good statement for us, big statement.
Hey, Adrian, back to the going to losing Bridgewater for a second. I'm not saying that you're old, and I'm not saying that your production is diminished, because neither one is true, but I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you only got so many swings at the bat at this point. Did it really hurt you from a personal standpoint to lose a guy that I'm sure you thought could take you to where you want to get to?
Yeah, it was hard to lose, of course, and a franchise quarterback. You know, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to, you know, regroup when adversity comes. No matter how devastating it is, and put the next pieces in play, you know, and continue to go after your goals. And our goal is to, you know, defend this North Division and put ourselves in a position, home field advantage, to off and end up in Houston at the end of the season, you know. So that hasn't changed at all. We just have a different piece at the quarterback position.
How far along is Sam Bradford in trying to learn some of the offense and everything he's got to go with that position?
Personally, I think he's doing a great job of picking up the offense and, you know, calling plays and, you know, understanding and knowing what he's doing in the huddle. So I would say he's picking it up extremely well.
What are your initial impressions of the new stadium, Adrian, and what kind of home field advantage maybe it could create for you guys?
Yeah, the stadium is amazing. They did a great job. I'm looking forward to getting in the end zone to see the lights flash again. That would be pretty awesome. But, yeah, just home field advantage. You know, I don't, you know, it's going to be loud, you know. Going on 10 years, I played Green Bay, and at home, it always seemed like it's kind of even, you know. Wisconsin, they come down, and they pack the stadium as well. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Texas the Red River rivalry, you know, half Texas, half Oklahoma. That's what it feels like when you guys come here. So I don't know if there's really going to be that big of an advantage.
Hey, Adrian.
I thought of us playing at home.
Sorry. Adrian, your rehab and comeback from the ACL is probably like the gold standard now. Was it mental toughness? Was it just God-given ability? Was it rehab? What allowed you to come back?
A little bit of all of those things. But I would say the most important thing is, you know, just praying. Prayer really helped me, you know, prayer, and then second to that would be just the mental aspect of it, you know, just really knowing that it's a challenge, accepting the challenge for what it is, and grinding through the pain of coming back from ACL, you know, injury. So it was definitely mental more than anything else outside of prayer.
Reason I ask, obviously, Jordy Nelson going through the same thing, and you know he's a game into it. What can he do now that the rehab part is done to get his game back to that level?
He has to mentally understand that his ACL, that ligament in particular, is stronger than the one he didn't tear. So pass that message on to him that the one he tore is stronger than the one he did here. So go out there and just lay it loose. You got to play fast. You got to have that confidence and understand that piece of it and know that I can go out and not be hesitant. And you know, I'm still going to be good.
Adrian, how is it different, if at all, to prepare for the Packers' defense with Clay Matthews on the outside compared to last season when he was on the inside?
Well, you know, I'm used to him being outside. You know, I've seen him in both positions. You know, last year it was a little different, seeing him in the middle. But definitely more familiar with him being on the outside. So, you know, we'll do what we normally, you know, what we did in the past as far as preparing for him being outside.
Adrian, you've had some huge games against these guys and other games where they've sort of kind of kept you in check. I guess, what did you see from their defense against Jacksonville last week?
You know, they're still good. You know, those guys are good. They got some new faces, and you know, on that second level of guys, you know, they got a rookie out there as well. But they play good as a unit. You know, they do a good job of you know, running to the ball. It's something that I noticed as well. Of course, you know, trying to strip and get the ball up out of there is something they do well. So. You know, I'm gonna continue to watch them and you know see what I notice. I can't share too much with you guys. I don't want you guys giving giving all my information away.
what was the story last week with what Tennessee did against you? Were you just kind of wearing a bullseye for them, or was there anything else to it?
Yeah, just being a bullseye. But you know, tip my hat to those guys. They did a great job. You know, when I watched the film, it was it was tough sledding out there. You know. But still with that, there was opportunities that I missed. It was like two or three for sure. No, one on that first drive for sure that I missed. It was front side. So even with what they did, they put 10 guys in the box. You know, they pretty much said, hey, we're going to make this a four-minute, you know, off, you know, defense type style. And, you know, fortunately, that allowed us to open up things in the pass game, and you know, those 3 to 4 yards, being able to convert first downs, you know, those things are big. You know, so it wasn't a big breakout game, 150 yards. But when I watched the film, I was able to see how the presence of the running game really, you know, shaped the game for us as an offense, and we was able to be productive in other ways and come out with the win.
What did that Week 17 win here mean for you guys as a program and organization last year?
It was big. You know, it was another NFC North championship for us. Honestly, it was something that I expected to happen. You know, I was still a little salty from when Green Bay came here last year and beat us at home. You know, which I think should not have happened. You know, but we learned from that. But it was big. Anytime you're able to win your division, it's big for your organization.
Adrian, I'm not going to ask you who's starting at quarterback this week, obviously, but do you know right now or have any way of being able to, in your gut, have an idea of who might be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I know exactly who's starting.
So what's the challenge of whoever it is being ready to go with, whether it's Sean Hill or Sam Bradford in a new offense? What's the challenge of being ready to do that?
Well, the challenge for me is going to be, you know, just really looking at Green Bay defense and looking at their secondary. You know, I've been practicing throwing the ball deep and everything. So, you know, once I'm back there, I'm just going to let loose.
Adrian, the front office has definitely taken steps to try and add more playmakers on the perimeter. Has that translated over the last couple of years to you seeing anything different from defenses, or do you still feel like opposing teams are loading up on you, even with the addition of new threats on the outside?
Yeah, honestly, I still feel like it's the same. You know, last year it was pretty much the same. You know, guys loaded the box, and you know, the start of this year, It's you know, it's been that way as well. So, you know, it's something I'm used to. You know, like I said, what really made me realize it was when Favre was here that year, and you know, I still see 9-man front. So, I'm kind of just like, it is what it is. You know, I know that I'll still be able to have breakout games. But as long as we get the W, we're being efficient and balanced as a team. You know, I'm just going to continue to contribute and do my job. You know, and sometimes that calls for a breakout game. Sometimes that calls for, you know, 30 yards and 240 passing with a W. You know, so yeah, defenses are definitely playing us the same. It's been a decade of it.
Adrian, you spend all of August running at your defense. So just how good is that run defense that you guys have?
They're good. They're real good, and they have improved tremendously since last year. You know, so I just really take my hat off to those guys for, you know, because last year we got gutted a little bit in some games, and, you know, guys weren't really healthy, and, you know, that was a big emphasis going into this, you know, this offseason. You know, being able to stop the run, being more stout up in the middle. So, you know, when I'm going against those guys, you know, I see how they are, you know, working to get better, you know, knowing that, hey, they got a pretty good back on the other side that's going to give them good looks. So, you know, iron sharpens iron. Those guys make me better and vice versa.